So what do you do then when you come to Tulsa?
By that time, we had three children. And I had not worked. I had done some work in some laboratories and standardizing equipment and some teaching, but I was not working full time. I just sort of dabbled in it. And then when I came to Tulsa, we didn't know very many people. We didn't know anyone. I knew the two wives, well, at that time, Judy Stratton and Twana Christman. You know, the Air Force, I think, is really a wonderful experience because it really is a family. There's a tremendous support system for the families, and particularly if you're overseas. There was a lot of camaraderie. There were a lot of sharing, a lot of traveling together. It was really a wonderful support system. So when I came to Tulsa, I was very lonely. I really didn't know exactly what to do. I had three children, certainly a full-time mom. But I always felt that there was really more to being and participating in life. Not that I didn't love my kids and take great care of them. So I remember calling the Girl Scout Council in July because Joellen was going to go into third grade at Patrick Henry, and I wanted to be her Girl Scout leader. I had done that in Florida with her. I remember the Girl Scout office just sort of laughing at me, saying, "Well, why are you calling in July? We don't recruit leaders until September." Well, okay for that. And then I was always sort of amused because when I took my children to Patrick Henry, there was a sign on the door that said, "No parents allowed." I thought, well, this is really interesting. What's the deal here? No parents allowed. I was sort of getting the message that, you know, this was a difficult community to engage in, particularly if you were an outsider from Tulsa. What could I do? Not much. And so that first year, I just sort of participated in PTA, which at that point in time, in my opinion, just raised money for the schools. There was no direct involvement or anything in the decision-making on how that money would be spent. That raised a lot of questions for me. And I was not exactly thrilled with what was happening at Patrick Henry.
What was it that did not thrill you?
Well, of course, every parent thinks their children are genius. And our second son...
Why don't we name all three of the children?
I have four children.
Four children.
Four children. Joellen is our oldest. Paul, Jason, Morva. And then we have a quasi-adopted son, which is another interesting story. But our second son was reading in first grade. If he finished a book, the teacher would have him put his head down on the desk. And he was a discipline problem. He ended up in the principal's office more than he was in the classroom. And I was just astounded that they could not give this child another book to read or to allow him to do some other kind of work, that he had to put his head down on the desk. I really struggled with that. And Bruce Howell was just new in town with Gordon Kowalty. Bruce was from Iowa. And he was piloting this project called Open Space at Columbus Elementary School. I went out there and visited that school and met this dynamic principal called Mahana Hartfelter. And learned a little bit about how you tested children for what they knew and what they needed to be taught and reinforcement activities. And I thought Jason would just blossom in that program. But the school system would not let me transfer to that.
Who could go to that school?
Well, it was just for the neighborhood. There wasn't this whole thing of transferring in between the neighborhood schools. So I could not get to that school unless we moved in that district. And that really was not an option. We had just purchased the home in Patrick Henry. Financially, that was not an option for us. We were just sort of stuck.
Again, this would be now in 66, about?
67.
Okay.
68.